What's up, y'all?
It's your girl AJ, and welcome to the Talk Your Shit Black Girl Podcast.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You ready?
Yep. Talk your shit.
Just say it out loud to see how it feels. People say, don't say this, don't say that. Just say it out loud. Just to see how it feels. Weigh all the options. Nothing's off the table.
First and foremost, before I even get into this episode, go ahead and follow me on my social media. My main pages for Instagram and Twitter are, and Snapchat, is That Girl Ari, THAT. GIRLARIE. Go follow those pages. Also, go follow my podcast page. My podcast page for Instagram is Talk Yo Shit Black Girl Podcast. And that's yo with the Y-O, not your. Go follow me on there. Also, I also have a Twitter page. I don't use it much, and I'm going to start eventually. But my Twitter page is TYSBG_podcast. Go follow that page as well. And anything else? Oh, TikTok. Please, y'all. I need my followers to get to at least 1,000 before I can start going live and interacting with y'all. Go follow me on TikTok. My TikTok is at That Girl Ari J. THATGIRLARIEJ. All right. Thank you.
Ever since recording episode 1 of season 3, I've been very much like just thinking and just feeling and experiencing completely different than what I've been doing before. And what I mean by that is I talked about in episode 1, I talked about how basically I was my own worst enemy. I was the person that was in my own way. And you know, after that, I kind of went into like this deep reflective state of like, what can I do to change this? What can I do to make my life better? While also, you know, lessening the reins on, you know, on my own thoughts and my own actions. And, you know, since then, I've kind of been living. Just living every day like it's my last. Like, just enjoying the moments instead of looking forward. I mean, looking towards the future and trying to fix everything. I'm just present. And it's been the most present that I've ever been ever in my life. And I like it because it makes me... It gives my mind a break from being overly critical about every fucking thing and placing judgment on shit and judging myself and, you know, just not being my best self. So I think that when I title this episode, I think I'm going to title it the name of this chapter of my life, which is living. Living. And I know it may seem so simple, but only when you reach this point you understand that, you know, a lot of the times we are so in our mind and so so affected and living through, like, living based on our traumas that we forget to actually fucking live in the moment. And that's where I want to just live in the moment. I don't want to think about the past. I don't want to think about the future. I want to enjoy the now, because if I'm constantly preparing for the future or constantly fixing stuff from the past, then when do I ever truly live? That's what I've been doing. I realized that, like, for a lot of everything, and you know, I'm gonna get personal with y'all because I trust y'all. I mean, you know, my listeners that really support me, I know that y'all understand. When I'm in relationships and when I'm dealing with anyone, I immediately, like, you know, the immediate thing that you want to do is plan y'all future together. You want to sit there and like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to da 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 da. We're going to, you know, everything. I'm a person that wants everybody and everything to be 100 times better than what they feel that they can be and do. And it's crazy because I was just talking to one of my friends from high school, and she was like, you know, Ariel, you always root for the, and you know, your thing was you always rooted for the underdog. And you're like, you're probably like, how does this tie into it? It's because I know that people, no matter what people, you know, have potential, they have, you know, a lot. And I know I said this in other episodes, like, other people's potential is not your business and this, that, another. But I kind of put that on I kind of do that like in my relationships. Like, I look at them and I'm like, oh, hey, you know, you're doing this right now and you're at this level right now. However, I know you could be so much more than this. Whenever they didn't ask me to do that. They just asked me to love them and be there for them, you know, in the moment. But I found myself doing it to myself as well. Which that's, you know, that's hard because you're like, God damn, this entire time I've been beating my own self up and I ain't even really been living. I've been looking at my fucking own potential and how far I can get, but also forgetting that, damn, you're doing good now. You're in a very much better place than you were 6 months ago, a year ago, 10 years ago. Now you asked to be where you are now, and you're finally here. Embrace it, live in it, love in it, just experience the now, and the future is going to come and greater things are going to come, you know, later. But that's not what you should be worrying about right now. Because who's to say you're even going to be alive, you know, for that later? I had found myself being, you know, being that person of, okay, so what? This is what else we can do. We can be these type of people. We can do more. We can be better. We can all this and another. And I realized that, you know, that's not what I should have been doing. I should have just been enjoying. Because also, I kind of stress myself out when people don't hit those targets or when I don't hit those targets. So, you know, I told my therapist, I was like, I know my problem. My problem is I try to control everything in the now, in the past, in the future. But instead, I'm going to stop focusing on all of that and focus on the here and now. Whatever feelings and emotions I feel now, yeah, I'll think about what the triggers are and everything. However, I'm going to just live without any worries of what could happen or what could. I'm going to live in the now. And ever since I made that transition, and it hasn't been long, so it's still a work in progress, I feel so much more at peace because I'm like sitting here enjoying my relationship for what it is, not for what could be and what could, you know, could be further down the line. I'm enjoying my life for what it is.
Of course, you know, every now and then I find myself still planning, but I mean, again, work in progress. I'm learning that in the here and now, I'm happy. I'm happy as fuck. I'm so happy. Do I still go through these mental terrors? Yes, the fuck I do. But as of life, I'm fucking happy. And I think that's what spirit wanted from me. That's what my ancestors wanted. They wanted me to see that, hey, you, the things that you're doing right now, you asked for this. And we gave it to you. We provided for you. And you're not enjoying where you are now. Why? I mean, if you can't enjoy where you are now, then why would you expect us to give you what you want later? Because you don't know how to sit back and relax and enjoy the moments. One of my biggest things was that I wanted to get out of Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana, born and raised, lived in Louisiana my whole life. And that was one of my biggest things. I was like, I need to get out of Louisiana. I love Louisiana from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. But I knew that I was a country girl looking for a city life. Like, I want to live somewhere in a city. I want to live that great life. Not saying that the country life is not a great life. It's just that I have, you know, country girl city thoughts. And it took my relationship. It took this new relationship to push me to basically leave Louisiana. She was like, hey, you know, I mean, I gotta, it's just me in my apartment. If you want to come out here and stay out here before you transition to the next place, you can come do that. She was like, you know, I would love for you to come meet me out here. And she gave me, she did that. She told me, my girlfriend told me that, and I was like, very weary about it. I was very like, oh my God, I don't want to move in with somebody and then it go badly and then I'm back in Louisiana. All these fucking thoughts. And then I just took a leap of faith and I packed up my vehicle and I drove out here 10 and a half hours. And I've been out here ever since. And this is not the end all be all, but it gave me my first push that I needed to leave my comfort zone because it was so hard. And now that I was so scared to be out here because, I mean, I not to give y'all too much information, but where I am is, you know, it's a little dangerous in some areas. But I came out here very scared and very worried. But now that I'm out here and I've been out here for damn, you know, almost like fucking 7 months or eight months or something like that, I'm like, it's not that bad. Being away from my family, it's not that bad. I still could talk to them. I still, you know, fly home to go visit and stuff like that. I talk to them almost every day. You know, it's not bad. It's not bad. So I took that leap of faith, and now I'm realizing that was nobody else but spirit, like, basically giving me that boost. Like, you, this is what you want. We're giving it to you. See how you like it, and then move on from there. And now I'm just basically able to sit in the moment and realize that, okay, I need to be appreciative of everything that I'm provided, that everything, you know, that I received. And I know this, again, look, y'all know that these always turn into rambles, but y'all get what I'm saying. I'm happy, y'all. I'm so happy. So what, the reason why I made this podcast on today is for you, to give you guys, you know, something to think about for yourself. Like, are you truly living? Or, and I may have even asked this question before, But back then, I wasn't. It's crazy because, you know, I asked that question and it was like, I wasn't fucking living. I was just fucking existing. But right now, I really feel like me living in the moment and not looking for anything or not trying to pick things apart, this right here is living. This right here is what it truly means to live. So I want you to ask yourself, are you living or are you existing? And if you're just existing, what can you do differently to help you move more into living? Are you do you over criticize everything like I do? Are you constantly planning for the future and just forgetting that you're existing in the now? Are you constantly living in stuff that happened in the past and you can't let go? Because when I tell you that past will hold you back from moving forward, that shit will hold you back. Once you decide, you know, what it is that's going on, take the next steps to move forward. What can you do to change all of that? Is it forgiving that person that did something wrong to you in the past? Is it fucking forgiving yourself for allowing shit to go on? Is it stopping yourself from saying, hey, I really want to fucking do this in the future, and I can't do that without making $100,000 a year through my job, so I'm going to have to work hard so that I can enjoy the future? Think about it. All of us, every single one of none of us know when our last day on this earth is. And I know I'm getting a little morbid, and I don't mean to, but you don't know if today is your last day. The whole time you've been living and working and planning for the future and planning for this extravagant everything that you want in the future, but you just forgot that, damn, you're working your life away, and that actually shortens your life more than you just living in the moment and just enjoying yourself. So I want y'all to take that, and I want y'all to think about that. I want y'all to ponder on it. I'm going to post a clip. I mean, not a clip, like a picture, like I usually do. I'm going to post a picture of this podcast today on Instagram and maybe my other social media. And if you see it, or if you go find me, comment under it and tell me about yourself. Message me on Instagram. You know, y'all know I love those messages on Instagram. Well, I'm sorry, I just went blank. My mind went blank. Those things kind of been happening lately as of me like relaxing and being, you know, more in a relaxed space. I just be zoning out sometimes. But yeah. It was nice talking to y'all. I love you guys. Peace.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I don't do shit halfway. I'ma clear the cachet. I'ma make my name last. Put that on my last name. It's a different type of rules that we obey.